morning. I miss wearing heels. I just thought of that as I stepped up here. One of these days, hopefully my back will feel good enough and I can, at least the pulpit's a little lower with Terrell here. I don't feel so lost behind it. Good morning. Welcome to our service this morning. We acknowledge that this land is God's, and it was inhabited by the Cree, Ojibwe, Dakota, and Métis Nation until colonization. We recognize that we are guests on this land, and we will be mindful of our impact as we critically work to decolonize our history and our faith, while we educate ourselves in our privilege and our complicity and those present-day implications. We acknowledge that these are our first steps in fulfilling our responsibility and commitment as Christ followers to truth and reconciliation. You guys all missed a really great Sunday school this morning. It's actually a really neat format, the intergenerational. Sitting around the table with kids and adults and some of our oldest members and chatting and doing activities like drawing and creating together, going for a walk. I highly recommend it. I think it's a good thing. One of the questions that we talked about was how do you pray? And probably you've noticed, if you're paying attention, that when I'm worship leading, I read a lot of poetry. And I read a lot of poetry often instead of the prayers that are expected. And I just wanted to take a moment to explain why I do that. For me, poetry is about saying the bare minimum and leaving space for things that either cannot be said because they're too hard or cannot be said because we do not know them yet. It leaves space for difference, leaves space for different perspectives and different emotions to come up. I love poetry because it uses your imagination and it requires curiosity and it requires you to be open to what the Spirit is saying or giving you through feelings or through sensation in your body or through breath. And so maybe I just write bad poems myself, so I do use a lot of other people's poetry, although just sometimes I do write my own when I'm up here. But I'm gonna try and remember to tell you who wrote these poems so that you don't think I did. The first two this morning, which like I said, are not straightforward as far as confession and assurance of forgiveness, but I think it all gets covered. These first two are written by Sarah Bessie. God of the herons and the heartbreak, teach us to love the world again. Teach us to love extravagantly, knowing it may and it will break our hearts. Teach us that it is worth it. God of pandemics and suffering, teach us to love the world again. God of loneliness and longing, of bushfires and wilderness, of soup kitchens and border towns, of snowfall and children, teach us to love the world again. Almighty One, I used to think I had to approach you, thou, with formal language or unknown tongues or recited acronyms.